We're doing Sefer HaMidot by the Magid Miduvno. We're on page Shinayin Gimel. We're holding about seven lines from the bottom. The beginning of the line has a parenthetical Sham Ayin Bet. The Amru Od Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. The Talmud also tells us Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Torah Neinei Min HaOlam Zeh B'lo Bracha Kilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He who enjoys this world without giving blessing, without giving thanks, it's as though he steals from the Holy One, blessed be He, v'lichnest Yisrael, and to the Jewish people. I'm skipping the parentheses. Shneimar, the verse says, "Gozel aviv v'imo v'amar v'omer in pesha in pasha chaveru liish mashchit." The person who steals from his father, his mother, and says there's nothing wrong, so he's also partners to destructive people. So the idea is, when a person benefits from this world, so he's supposed to say thank you. And we don't exactly understand why this matters to Hashem. That's what the Magid Miduvna began the chapter with. And nonetheless, we are taught that Hashem likes our prayers. He began by saying, we don't understand it. And even so, we do see this as a recurring theme in Tanakh and in the commentaries of our sages, that Hashem likes our prayers. And Hashem says, it's important to pray. It's important to give blessings, to the point where Hashem said, where the Talmud says, if you enjoy the world and you don't give blessing, you don't say thanks, it's as though you stole from Hashem. Did I take anything away from him? I didn't take anything from him. And yet, I did take something that I wasn't entitled to. I took something from the world without saying thank you. V'inyan aflaga b'zeh shifligu chazal ledamot to le'ervam b'navat shechtav echtit Yisrael gam inyan ha'gezel. This idea that the Talmud says that if someone eats without making a blessing, he's compared to the worst sinner, Yeravam ben Nevat. He's the prototype. He's the example of someone who sinned and caused everyone else to sin with him. He erected two idols and told the northern 10 tribes, this is how you should worship Hashem. And he convinced them all to become pagans. So he's the example of Choteu Machtis. It says, if someone eats without making a blessing, he's like him. What does that mean? How so? It says, if you eat without making a blessing, it's as though you've stolen from Hashem. What does that mean? Shamu, our sages said, Kilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lichnest Yisrael. It's as though he stole from the Holy One, blessed be He, and the Jewish people. What does that mean? It says, the Magid Miduvna, I want you to know. Ki kvar nitber etzel ha'ma'anim b'sifrei chochmat ha'emet, those who look into the secret works of Kabbalah, what's called Chochmat HaEmet, they've clarified, when we make a blessing, we are bringing blessing down to the world from above. We think we're offering our blessing upward, but we, those who understand the secrets of Torah, tell us that by making a blessing, we bring blessing downward. They say that that's the word beracha. What does the word beracha mean? So bracha, you're saying, could be like berecha. Some say the word beracha is a function that we do with trees. If you have a tree that's growing and you take a branch and you put it into the ground, you bend it into the ground, so then that branch can become its own tree. It goes into the ground and then it starts growing again and it develops its own root. And that act of taking a branch and bending it into the ground is called beracha, berecha. Just like the word berech is a knee, it's when you something that bends. So too, bending the branch into the ground is also called beracha. So they want to say that when we make a blessing, what we're doing is we're taking the blessings from above, and so to speak, we're bending them down below as we offer our blessing up again. You sit down before a meal, it's food, it's mundane, it's mere mortal food. You make a blessing, you made it holy. You took some of the spirituality, you brought it down into the food. And with that, the Kabbalists say, you bring blessing to the world. Yes, people wanted to say things. Okay? Is beracha and berecha the same root? I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Berecha is a pool. Right. The blessings that emanate from someone making a blessing down below, they go up above where they belong, and they cause abundance to spread to every type the blessing that it needs. כמו שלמטה כבר אמרו לתת לכל מין מן ברכותיו, כך למעלה מכל ברכה נמשך ברכה אל מינו בשנה הבאה. We have a rule. Make a blessing that's fit for the type you're eating. You eat a fruit, you could say shehakol nia bedvaro. No, say the sages, ideally you make a blessing borei priya eitz. Your blessing should be fit to the type. You eat a cake, you could say shehakol nia bedvaro. No, say our sages, ideally you should make a blessing borei minei mezonot. And so on and so forth. So our sages said there's this idea that we should match our blessing to the food we're eating. It's not enough to give a general blessing, shakol nia bidvaro, it's all encompassing, great, I'm done. No, our blessing should be more refined. So on a simple level, this is the idea we spoke about last night in our class on the Jewish home, that when we give compliments and when we show appreciation, it should be specific. You get something, you could just say thanks and move on with life. You could stand there and say, thank you so much. This means so much to me. I know this was so hard for you, and it helped me so much. I really appreciate it. You take a minute to express an appreciation for what the other has done and what it has affected you, and there your appreciation is direct. So in blessings, we also are supposed to give direct appreciation, not a general shehakol nia bedvaro. You've done everything in this world. Thank you, God. Rather, we are specific in our blessings and in our prayers. But he's taking it to another level. He's saying that the idea that we give specific blessings for each type is connected Kabbalistically to this idea that up above, different types of foods require different blessings. And by making a blessing on an apple this year, I am imparting blessing on the apples of next year. That's the Kabbalistic concept, that our blessing down below arouses blessing up above. What's it going to do for the apples I have in my fridge? Nothing. But it'll affect the apples that I'll have in my fridge next year. So if someone eats without making a blessing, what he's doing is he's in fact taking away from next year's blessing. His blessing is a source of blessing to the world. And don't look at this and say, what can I do? I'm a mere mortal. God runs the world. How can my blessing affect anything above? So the Kabbalists already explained, this is probably the most basic Kabbalistic point. This is the beginning of the famous Kabbalistic work, Nefesh HaChaim, written by the disciple of the Gra, Rav Chaim of the city of Volozhin. The idea that our soul remains connected up above. That when Hashem created man and put something godly within man, that godly piece of Hashem, the soul, remains connected up above. And that allows man to affect things up above. That's the Kabbalistic concept. The most basic concept of Kabbalah is that man was given the capacity to affect the heavens. It's not just down below that we can do things, but by making us godly, Hashem made us capable of affecting things in heavens as well. That's the concept that we find again and again in Kabbalah. Itaruta le'ela, the arousal up above. By my arousing myself to do a mitzvah, to make a blessing, to be a holier person, I'm arousing that same concept up above. Or as he described earlier, I'm arousing the blessing up above by my doing something down below. My actions down below are still connected up above. And this, he's begun an idea. We'll continue Be'ezrat Hashem on Thursday. What we saw today is the quote from the Talmud in Brachos, that he who benefits from the world without giving blessing is considered as though he stole from the Holy One, blessed be He, and the Jewish people. He asked, what is he stealing? What does that mean? How could you steal from Hashem? How could you steal from the people of Israel? And he began answering by saying, Kabbalistically, we say that our blessing down below is connected up above. The blessings that we give, specific to each type down below, bring about blessing specific to each type up above, blessings that will affect the fruit next year. We discussed off of that the word biracha really means to bend something down, just as our blessing is understood by the Kabbalists to be a way of bending down spirituality into this world through the food that we're eating. And he concluded with an explanation of a basic, or probably the basic Kabbalistic concept, that this idea that we can affect up above stems from the understanding that our soul remains connected to the heavens. Even though we're living down below, that piece of God that was placed within us is still connected up above. Yes.